The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, marks and shaggers. What else have we got? Duplexers?
Duplexers.
It's been a while. It's
all
been
ages.
So long. I'm the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil. I've got the Monkey Man, Mikey Mack, here. Hello, Mikey.
Hello.
Hello. No, Dave, he's going to jump on soon, maybe, if he gets the finger out. But it's been a while. It's been fucking, like, lots of pay-per-views from both AEW and WWE since we spoke. So it was just before Wrestlepalooza and All Out, wasn't it?
All Out, yeah. I suppose we could talk about both them if you wanted as well, but...
Nah, fuck that.
Nah.
That was ages ago. Well,
that's
we can, old
news.
We can run over like the main things. It was the Brock Lesnar and John Cena at Wrestlepalooza.
Shite.
It was, wasn't it?
It was mad. Shite.
What were you expecting though? You weren't expecting fuck all out of that.
No, I know.
You got what you expected. Brock Lesnar just throwing about an empty track of John Cena.
It was fucking crap, wasn't it? It's like, I didn't need to see that. John Cena didn't need to wrestle Brock Lesnar, did he?
I know.
What a waste of one of his few remaining matches.
Has he only got the one match left? Like, actual match? He'll probably have appearances. He'll probably show up to a Raw, SmackDown, an NXT. No.
Yeah.
Imagine he done a TNA.
That'd be cool.
That big fucking TNA pay-per-view, what was the one? Was it Slammiversary?
Yeah, with the Hardys.
Yeah,
the best match of all time.
That would have been a good pop to get fucking Cena to show up to a TNA event before
That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
Did you watch any of that TNA pay-per-view?
I only watched the Hardys versus the Dudleys because you told me to watch it. And then it turns out you told me to watch it because it was shit. And I was like, thanks, Andy. What a waste of my fucking time.
Well, I didn't
no,
know
I was glad I seen it.
Time.
I was glad I seen
time.
The last Dudleys match in terms of... It was like... am I glad I seen it? I actually don't think I am. I think I'm just lying.
Nah. I was... it was just like 3 or 4 big spots well spaced out because everybody was gassing.
Yeah. The only one it wasn't was Jeff Hardy.
Aye. D-Von was looking bigger than Bubba Ray. It's like, Jesus. Bubba Ray was always the fat one.
I know.
It wasn't Slammiversary. Can't remember what one it was.
Did you say Slammiversary?
No. Fuck. Is it Bound for Glory? I don't know.
Was it what's it called? I can't remember any of their names. Any of the TNA. I never watched TNA.
I just liked it a long time ago, see when it was the Six Sides and they were doing fast paced shit.
Yeah. Like the X division, what it was called.
Yeah. I think it was Bound for Glory. I had it on in the background and it was kinda shite.
Yeah.
Because they've done like a... Have you seen their Call Your Shot gauntlet match?
No, what's that one?
It's kind of like a Royal Rumble, so two start off, then fucking everybody comes down one by one.
Yeah.
It says 22 persons, so it must have been like a cut-off limit, like a 30-man Rumble or whatever, 22 people. So you eliminate them, throwing them over the top rope until you get to the last two, then it turns into a match by pinfall or submission.
Right, so is that kind of like the... Oh, no, it's not. I was going to say, is it like the AEW ring match they've got, but it's not that.
Nah, I don't think there's... In fact, it could... Nah, because maybe the first one, because the ring now just goes on to fight MJF every year now, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much, I remember was the first one not like... It was like a battle royal, and then the last two people,
they went
and had a match later
one.
On. Yeah.
Was it? I thought it was down to the last two. Doesn't matter, but fucking... Frankie Kazarian and Adolf, Nicknameth, they fucking won it together. They fucking, I think it was a suplex spot off the top rope and done a double pin and there was two refs in the ring. So they've fucking both won that match. But it's a call your shot. It's kind of like a fucking, you can get whatever you want for winning this match for a year. Like a title match of any type.
So not just anything you want. You can't just be like, I want an AEW job or anything like that.
Nah. That'd be Frankie fucked.
Talking of AEW and the Dolphs, did B-Dolphs fucking... Because he sued AEW, didn't he? Did that ever come to anything?
I don't know. I think it may be still ongoing. I can't remember if he was suing AEW or CM Punk. or I think CM Punk was involved with something.
Yeah, it was something to do with he said that AEW mistreated him because he slagged off CM Punk on Twitter or something like that.
Brilliant.
I can't remember it fully, but it was something like he reckoned that CM Punk coming back, CM Punk kind of killed his push or whatever, buried him or something like that, and then he's suing AEW for it.
Buried. He never got off dark. He was on fucking dark at most. Elevation. Mind Elevation?
Oh my god.
He was in the crowd on Elevation.
He was a Daily's Place guy.
I don't know why I fucking kicked off on that, but pay-per-view was shite. That was the only fucking like big match, was that fucking Call Your Shot and the NXT title one. No, yeah. NXT title. TNA title. But even two of the shites were fucking bad. I can't believe it. I was like, I'll watch a TNA pay-per-view, give it a chance, and it was bullshit.
Can I go back to the Brock Lesnar-John Cena thing? Because that's how we got into it.
Go on.
Do you know what I would have much rathered? John Cena versus Bo Dallas. That would have been better. You could have had Uncle Howdy smash him. And that would have been like a nice kind of wee thing for Bray. And then that would have been... And then it's like, because he was going to go out and get squashed anyway, why don't you go out and put on a good match, make Bo Dallas look fucking class, and then move on to the AJ Styles thing.
Bo Dallas is probably fucking hurt again. That cunt's always hurt.
He is hurt, isn't he? He's hurt all the time. Hurt. Talking of which...
The Hurt Syndicate.
He hurts people, but the people are himself. So that's what the second WWE pay-per-view was. It was the Crown Jewel in Australia, which was better than Wrestlepalooza. Was fucking cack, but
it was.
The only good match in that was the women's match. Who was it? Was it Stephanie Vicker and am I making shit up?
For the Crown Jewel?
No,
At
the Wrestlepalooza, there was like a women's match.
Stephanie,
it was really
Vicker
good.
And Io Sky.
That was it. That was a fucking banger. And then the rest of the pay-per-view
was
crap.
Vacant women's title, because Naomi had relinquished it, didn't she?
That's right. And that was when she won the belt. Yeah, that was really good.
Won the belt, got pumped at Big Jim. Like, sorry, Tristan. I've got the next bloodline coming.
Fucking hell. So we got, and then Crown Jewel was better. What? Oh, yeah. Why was I getting onto that? It was John Cena, AJ Styles at Crown Jewel was really good. And I liked all the tributes they did. They basically just hit every fucking finisher of every wrestler you can think of. It was fucking class. It was like, I kind of wish that was John Cena's retirement match, because it would have been perfect.
That would have been cool. And AJ Styles threw back with the old gear and everything.
Yeah. It was, like, imagine it was like both the retirement matches. It just would have been fucking perfect.
True. Because AJ Styles just now says he's done with it.
Yeah, he's on his way out.
Oh, he's fucking just won the tag belts. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah. With fucking... it's not Ultimo Dragon. Lee. Dragon Lee, yeah.
Ultimo Dragon. That can't blast me the past.
I knew it was a dragon of some sort.
True. Not Snapdragon.
No, not Snapdragon. Fuck, was I going to say? John Cena. So his last match is going to be against Gunther.
Has it been announced yet? I know it's been leaked. Nah. Or
it's been leaked, but it's not been announced. They're just oh Christ, man, it's so, I can't think of the right word for it without getting in trouble. It's very lame that they're doing his last match in Washington, and apparently Triple H and TKO are like trying to do the UFC Trump treatment, trying to get Trump to be in the crowd and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and
no, are they getting all the bigwigs?
All the utter gimps. It's going to be fucking horrible to watch, man. It's just going to be, like, put politics aside, right? I don't care what anyone's politics listen to this. I'm just saying, imagine, like, you were watching, I don't know, someone retire and it cut to the crowd and it was Keir Starmer there. You'd just be like, this is shit. What are we watching? Like, I just don't want to see these people. I want to watch fucking wrestlers.
Watch him get in the ring. Fucking F5'd a million times after Big Brock. I reckon that's the only way you're going to fucking get Brock Lesnar over is just having fucking F5 all the bad cunts that you don't like. Trump, get Trump in. F5
Trump
a
in.
Couple of times.
Yeah, Prince Andrew, get him fucking F5'd.
Not even like any wrestlers, just see any celebrities. Conor McGregor,
Conor McGregor.
Get an F5.
You get half of Glasgow shouting from the F5 Barry Ferguson and the other half to F5 Neil Lennon. F5 them both, get all the dads raging. We all know Brock Lesnar's a Park Thistle fan.
He's not done anything since he's came back other than that, has he?
What, Lesnar?
Aye, he just had the match with Cena and is he fucked off now? Or they do a wee bit with Heyman maybe?
They done a bit. Did Heyman not walk him out?
I can't remember if he walked him out or if Brock came down, battered cunts and then was found with Heyman. I can't remember.
Heyman definitely done the ladies and gentlemen shit for him. And then after that we got the breakup of the Vision, who I feel like have only been together for like half a week or whatever, but there you go.
But how long has it been? Rollins got fucking Paul Heyman at WrestleMania.
It was the Raw after WrestleMania that they got together. So that would have been April. So May, June, July, August, September, October. So like 6 months. So I guess like fine. Fucking hell.
So I reckon either Seth Rollins is fucked and he's going to be out for a while and they didn't want to fucking run it on for too long, or they're just taking the shot with Braun Breaker.
I think it's a bit of both. Because like Seth Rollins is definitely out.
Aye.
And it must be more serious than we thought. But I mean, it's hard to take it seriously after they've done a big fucking worked shoot that
I know. Can you imagine?
I imagine done it again. But
what is it this time? Is it his shoulder or is it his leg again?
No, it's his arm or shoulder or something like that, because he's walking out in a sling.
Imagine he comes out with a sling and then just like pulls off a fake arm.
And
then he's got a real arm the whole time.
He's got like this big wobbly rubber, like a rubber ended dildo, whatever it is, you know, this big fist.
He just comes out and he goes to shake somebody's hand and they shake it and he pulls away and they're left hod in a rubber hand.
Massive.
He's like, I got you twice. You think I wouldn't get you a second time, did you? You fucking idiots.
Book it, Paul. Book it.
Paul doesn't book it anymore. It's AI. I just need to feed that into a load of AI fucking bullshit and they'll pick it up.
Chat Triple H.
Oh, I love it. chat Triple H.
Fucking. Braun Breaker. But then they're not strapping the rocket on him just yet, because they've done a battle royal for the winner to face CM Punk to get the belt. But CM Punk, and the way they've done it is like, CM Punk earned his place. And you're like, fuck right off, did he earn his place? It's like, CM Punk doesn't deserve a fuck. I don't think you get...
How did he get that match in the first place?
Is it because someone cashed in on him, right?
He won a triple threat, didn't he?
Oh, did he, right?
LA Knight, one of the Usos, and CM Punk.
Oh, nah, you're right. Before. You're right. And then we got Jey Uso.
I stopped you there before you fucking made a right tip.
Oof, I would have looked. What a fool I would have looked.
No, I think he won a triple threat or a fatal four-way. I can't remember if both of those were in it.
Right, well, I take it back then. I take back what I was about to say. CM Punk deserves his place there. And then... and then
what's that cunt done recently?
And then the Yeet Masters go in as well. Because he won that battle royal. But fucking Braun Breaker was banned from it, as well as the big man. So that's interesting. So they're obviously keeping him away from it right now. And I'm guessing the winner will take on, presumably... I think they should just give the belt to CM Punk and let him have a fucking bit of a run. Just give him like 6 months with it. Why not?
Yeah.
He's not going to get another go at it, is he, really?
Nah.
Just do it.
Aye, I think he's going to get it unless you do some sort of screwy finish with the Usos that the two of them turn heel. Like, yeah, fuck it, it's the family time.
I'm just a bit bored of the bloodline stuff.
You can't be Roman because I'm Roman.
Too many Romans.
Let's take the belt home to Roman for Christmas. He'll fucking like us then. He'll talk to us then. That was other match at Crown Jewel, wasn't it? Bronson Reed and Roman Reigns, and Bronson Reed fucking beat him because the Usos got involved.
Yeah, that's right. I thought that was the right call to have Bronson Reed win.
Aye.
I didn't think it was going to be Roman Reigns.
It's mad. He's probably won more or been in more matches than Bron Breakker. But still everybody's like, oh, get Bron Breakker to the top. Like, Bronson Reed's fucking just as strong. They're going to fucking make them collide.
I can't wait. It's going to be crazy.
I thought they'd maybe fucking give them the tag belts now, seeing it fucking AJ and Dragon Lee have got it.
Yeah.
Have they to go fight for the tag belts, and I don't want that to happen. I don't want them to be stuck as a tag team. I like them individually, but I don't know if that's maybe what they'll fucking go with. Is Paul Heyman still with them? Have they kept them so far?
Yeah, Paul Heyman's still hanging about with them. And he got threatened by Becky Lynch.
Oh, aye.
Who called him a penguin-faced bastard, which I thought was quite funny.
She's not wrong.
Every time he's been getting brought up recently, it's on Reddit and that, he's just getting pelters for being a scumbag, Paul Heyman, and they're just bringing up, everyone's like, well, how's he a scumbag? All these young people are like, how's he a scumbag? And it's like, I remember ECW, he's a fucking scumbag, he's an absolute scumbag.
I'm sure Dave gets in that right fucking meltdown about this, with Paul Heyman just being a carny.
Oh, he's a complete carny.
Love that word.
Was it who did he send the FedEx to? Was it Bubba Ray Dudley? He sent a FedEx to him. He said that all his merch was coming, and he's like, oh, well, can you prove it to me? He's like, yeah, here's a FedEx tracking number. And he's like, it's four numbers too long, Paul. And he goes, well, just take the last four numbers off.
brilliant.
And he's like,
sake.
Oh, man, fucking mental. Do you want to crack into recent stuff then? I mean, we've done a lot of WWE there. Unless you got more about WWE you want to talk about.
Nah, fuck it, I'm done. I don't know, I'm still enjoying wrestling, but I'm a bit burnt out. Too much has been happening, but then nothing's really been paying off for it, so I'm just a bit kind of bleh.
I'm the same. I feel kind of overwhelmed. It's like, WWE, I feel like, it just, I don't feel like anything's actually happening, even though, like you're saying, it's like, I'm watching a lot of it. There's a lot of fucking stuff going on, but I just don't feel like anything's really paying off.
Interested in the now is the Wyatt Six with the fight taking on the MFTs. I want to see where that goes.
Who are the Solo MFTs Sokoa. Again?
Solo Sokoa's fucking boys.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
But they're all face painted up.
Why are they called MFTs?
I don't know. I can't remember if that was maybe a faction name back on one of the indie promotions, or if that is fucking Solo's main fucking team.
Is that what it stands for? Main fucking team?
I don't know. That's what I'll call them.
Oh, no, fuck. I actually remember what it is. It's really bad. Yeah, I do. I think it's My Family Tree or something like that.
Oh, fuck that. Nah, go with My Fucking Team.
Yeah. The main fucking team is way better.
Aye. I just want to see where that's going to go. I think that's only happened for like last week that all kicked off.
Yeah, I remember it now. It's like, yeah, because who was the injured Tonga? He's back.
Tama
Tonga, is he? Because it's the one who does the whole like yeah 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 thing. He's back.
It's him. Ah, it's that one. Yeah.
He's the one who's like a bit of a nugget, but he always fucks up spots in that. But I love him.
Oh, Camacho.
He's fucking entertaining.
It's like Camacho or something way back in the day.
And then, is Hikaleo still about? He's Tala Tonga.
Yes. Right. He's still about. Aye.
Right. So they've got. So who else? So you've got Hikaleo. You've got the two Tonga brothers, Tongaloa and Tama Tonga, and then he's got Solo Sokoa, and he doesn't have Jacob Fatu anymore because Jacob Fatu is a good guy. Is that right?
Correct, but I think they got someone have else. Jeff Cobb.
They've got Jeff Cobb.
He's injured.
Right. JC Mateo, they're calling him now.
JC Mateo, that guy.
Fucking WWE. It's like, you know when someone leaves WWE and they go to TNA and they get a shit name? It's now happening the other way.
Hold on, we got a ping.
Oh, hello, someone's knocking at the door.
Mate, he's fucked it.
Are you live?
Aye, we're live and recording.
Aye, so you haven't fucked it. I was hitting record first, right? Do you want me to come on? Is that talking before I hit record? I knew you were going to shit on me, so I thought I'll be recording, so I get it as evidence.
Dave Nitro, everybody. Dave Nitro is with us.
Buzzing. Sorry I'm late, guys.
Oh mate, you're like 20 minutes late, so you've missed a lot of WWE stuff, and we're kind of sick of WWE. We're saying like there's a lot going on, but at the same time, nothing's actually happened, and just kind of head up with it a wee bit.
It's the same people wrestling every week. It's like as if they've got a tiny roster.
That's what it is. That's exactly what the problem is.
It's as if they've got like a roster that they've, as if they flew somewhere and they're wrestling in a different country with a small roster. Like there's so many other people there that they're just not using.
Yeah, you're
that'll
right.
That'll be the Netflix effect, see, because they've got like the poster people now.
Aye.
Yeah.
That's what they want, but it's mental how different WWE and AEW are for each other, even though they're both wrestling companies. If you actually look at it, they're so massively different for each other, but what they're doing.
Yeah, totally. I think, AEW is a lot more exciting, especially in ring. It's like the wrestling's a lot more exciting. I think them. I don't know.
Well, Dave had a fucking good point we were talking about the other day. He says, like, he's noticed a big change in the booking since fucking Paul Levesque took over. He says the fucking folk are getting more pushes. He thinks the blacks are getting bigger pushes and the blacks might get the belt soon.
Aye, I think the blacks together has been quality. Aye, I enjoyed seeing the blacks.
Who the fuck are we talking about?
The blacks.
We're not talking about black people, are we?
Oh my god.
That's what what the fuck are you talking about?
Alistair Black and Zelina Vega.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Nobody calls them the Blacks, man. It's like, what the fuck? I thought you were making some big point about how like oh, finally we're going to get some black champions after years of Vince kicking them down, but no, I forgot it's Triple H and people like you don't deserve a title, Booker.
I was planning on milking that a bit more, but I thought, no, Mikey seems pure shocked here about what we've said, so I went this quick.
It was just too long of a silence. He's like, nah, son's happy.
I was going to mention about how Vince didn't like them.
Well, anyway, welcome to the podcast, Dave. No, I think you're right. I think like they're using a tiny fucking roster, which is really weird for a place that has two separate massive rosters.
Right. And then they're getting loads of injuries. They're getting people having to. I mean, Seth Rollins got injured. Naomi got injured.
Well. What the fuck did she take us?
I've just come in here
meat javelin. I'm meat javelin between the thighs.
That sounds so
out
bad.
For a year.
That's outrageous. So Jimmy will have to go off in a wee bit as well for paternity.
Right, well,
fuck off.
Come on, Mikey.
Come on, Mikey. For like a couple of weeks.
All right, then.
That's why I didn't win the fucking Battle Royal.
We
just lost a champion to one win. We're no fucking losing another champion to the same fucking win.
WWE losing two titles to the one win.
Oh man, I've got nothing else really to say about WWE. It's like I think,
Dave, don't know. Have you got anything to say about WWE? We've not spoken about Cody. Right, go on. Give us your WWE fucking meltdown.
I love John Cena. I'm just fucking.
Well, that was the first 20 minutes of this podcast. Yeah, we've fucking show up.
We've talked about John Cena to the death.
About John Cena. You don't get to talk about John Cena now.
I was talking about. I was talking about it last night at 8 o'clock. So I've got all that out of the way last night. I suppose. I don't even care how shite it, like people are saying it is with the heel turn and that. I just think like every match you get with Cena now, I'm just buzzing for it. Like the AJ Styles one was just tits. The best compliment I've seen it was how the Tenacious D song tribute. It was like somebody posted Dame with like AJ Styles and John Cena's face, and it says, "This isn't the greatest match in the world. This is just a tribute." And I was like, that's
so what? Danny edit this. Danny cut part of this out because Dave doesn't fucking show up. We already spoke about that, man.
It's all right. Dave can find out what we think about it with the audience.
That's always mentioned is that meme that I've seen. Did you mention that meme? That specific.
Aye, that's what I'm saying. We talk about the meme and everything.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that specific meme for about 20 minutes. 20 minutes on one meme, which is
no way.
And then you popped in and we thought, oh, cool, we can move away from the meme. And then you brought the meme back up. And
I'm going to get in the DeLorean. I'll be back in a minute.
You going to say anything about the Brock Lesnar match? We said that was shite.
I know.
Right, I've got an interesting point about that match. That was shite.
Yes.
That's a really interesting point. Right.
There we go.
Fair, fair. Don't think I can argue.
Fuck it, should we move on to A-Dub?
Did you say, I think, Dave, did you say there was somebody else that seen his last match might be? Other than Gunther, nah?
I think I said I hoped it would be somebody other than Gunther, but I can't, don't know, but obviously you've heard all the rumours, people are saying that, oh, I hope it's Edge and all that, and then it's like...
I've heard the rumours, but I can't remember if you said another name.
I don't know, I don't think so. I don't think I've heard anything mad. I've maybe suggested some, you know what I'm like, I tend to suggest things and then, because I get excited, I start talking as if I've actually happened.
Well, will we do an Andrade and fucking switch over to AEW?
Well, only if we're there for half a minute and then we can fucking call it a day.
We're back in a year.
WWE will bring us back again.
Back in a year, guys. We've got a no-compete clause.
Do you think that's what's actually happening then?
So that's the story.
Not going to be about for a year.
Mate, I think that's shite. I don't even care if... Right, they're not paying him apparently, right? But even if he is getting paid, I still think that's shite. I still think the fact that you've got to, in wrestling, your own name is your own brand. You've got to promote yourself and you're getting told that you can't compete for a fucking year. It's a long time. Especially when
I think it's totally wrong. Totally wrong. And I think the other thing is, he's obviously fucked it up. As in, like, he didn't know what the fucking clause was because he turned up at AEW and obviously Tony Khan didn't know either because he wouldn't have put him on fucking telly battering Kenny Omega. And then he disappears. Sure. He came out, he leathered him, and then he fucked off, and he's gone forever, and his name's never to be mentioned, but he doesn't work for AEW anymore.
I think Tony Khan would, because for the pop, that one pop, doesn't matter if he doesn't come back, we all popped that one time, you know what I mean?
I did, I popped.
But you're in that...
Like, I wasn't really buzzing that Andrade was back, but I was like, oh fuck, I wasn't expecting it.
Exactly, I was the same. I'm not a big Andrade fan, but the fact that it happened, I was like, whoa, shit, and now we're like, that shouldn't have, that's why we shouldn't have been expecting it, because it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
WWE's like, whoa, what the fuck's going on here?
A year is insane.
Triple H just straight on the phone, like, you watching this live? I'm fucking watching this live. What's Andrade doing there?
Okay, do you know, to say that, like, I'm not massively taken by the guy either. He has some banger matches, but I just thought Kenny Omega might be the right feud for him. I mean, if there's a guy who's going to take a banger match out of you.
Oh, aye.
You know what I mean? Aye. So, I don't know. I was a bit intrigued by it, and then gone. Finito.
Aye. Do you know my favourite Andrade moment in AEW? Do you remember the time he went to do that thing where he goes over the top rope and it like took him a minute and Cody just like stood after it and like gave him a minute and kind of smiled? Made him look like a dick. He like done that. I can't remember. It was like a mad thing where he flips over and it took him a second to get right over and Cody just like stopped and waited and let him finish.
Man, Cody in AEW feels like a billion years ago, doesn't it?
Oh,
I know. Crazy.
Might go back and watch it. Did it start?
Just restart the whole thing.
Aye. Remember his match with Sammy? The ladder match?
The ladder match. That was his last match.
Was it? Was that his last match?
That was his last match in AEW.
Title.
Yeah. And he put Sammy over and he fucked off WWE.
That's mad.
Was that?
It was a great match.
First match as well then in AEW?
Well, Sammy's
first match, wasn't it?
No, Sammy's debut.
Sammy was the first
Ah, well, that's what I'm saying. Was that not the first Dynamite match, Sammy and Cody?
I think you're
maybe.
Right,
sorry. Yeah, you might be right, actually, yeah.
Sammy with the panda head. I think he should bring that back, although he's healed now, isn't he?
The panda head, yeah.
I'm not really fucking bothered with Sammy. There's a lot of shit I'm just not bothered with in the wrestling tonight.
Right, but here's something, right, just what we're talking about with WWE, but right, so WWE's got like a small roster and it's kind of shite, right? AEW, you've got Ring of Honor that you're not bothered about, but see when somebody who's disappeared, like Dalton Castle, who's been sitting somewhere for ages, appears back, you kind of pop for it, do you know what I mean?
Where the fuck is he?
Who, Dalton Castle? Did he not turn up he turned up in fucking... Dynamite a few weeks ago, isn't it? With the fucking the Outrunners tagged for them.
Yeah, but I've seen them recently.
Yeah, but that's the keyword, isn't it? It was a few weeks ago.
Aye, but that's I think you get somebody's turn up every once in a while where you're like, oh, I forgot about him, but that's a pop, and then he might go away, but who gives a fuck? Somebody else is going to turn up in a few weeks.
But that's what WWE do as well. They do the exact same shit. Brock Lesnar showed up at a match with John Cena and he fucked off.
But that's a big massive. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about like in AEW, well, every other week you'll get a couple of guys who you like nuts.
You just can't winding me up going back to Brock Lesnar, John Cena.
Okay, no, right. Let's move on. Let's move on. I just binged AEW. I'd kind of not been watching full episodes of wrestling. Like, I've not watched a full Raw in ages, not watched a full SmackDown in ages. I don't think I've watched any Collision for a long time. I've been like skimming Dynamite, and then I sat down and I watched WrestleDream all the way through today.
Oh, here's a question. Sorry, because you've watched WrestleDream not live. Was that confusing putting it on and there just being a match already started, or did they sort it for you? Because me and Andy went through the pre-show over, so we knew it was happening.
Yeah. No, it just kind of started. It was halfway through a match, and like the fireworks went off, and they're like, "By the way, we're in the middle of a match." And I was like, "Well, okay, cool. We're in the middle of a match. Let's go for it." It was quite cool.
See, who was late now, Mikey? Who was late now?
That was kind of like I felt a bit like that because I like sat down. And I was like kind of chilled out, like waiting for the kind of like opening video package and that kind of shit. And I turned on and went, "Whoa, holy fuck, we're into it. Let's go."
Do you know when I'm
glad you enjoyed it, because it was stressful as fuck when you're watching it live and you've got the tailgate on and then you need to try and fucking switch over because they're like, oh, by the way, we're counting down. There's 5 seconds to go and every cunt's fucking blasting each other in the ring here.
Oh, fuck.
Like, what do I do? Do I stay with this or do I switch it over?
Is that on YouTube, that shit?
No, it was on
a different thing.
TV or Triller. It's on
Triller, which is funny. There's actually something that's on YouTube that is not a pre-show also. Did you know this?
No, that is the pre-show. Or the buy-in, but the one with the fights on, it's now called the
Tailgate Brawl.
Tailgate Brawl or something.
For fuck's sake, man! Tailgate Brawl.
But one of the things I've seen, see how that obviously that match was already running for the pre-show. That was a pre-show match that ran onto the main show, right? A lot of people are Tony Khan's fucking management of the show was terrible. Like, his time management's terrible, and I'm like, is it, or did he do it deliberately to give the impression that wrestling's not scripted? Do you know what I mean?
It's got to be that. It's got to be the second one.
I think so. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I mistimed that because most of the match was on that show. Because when it started, we were like, oh, the entrance is like, it's an awful long entrance. And it's like, no, the match has started. But do you know what I mean? So I just think people just look for a reason to shit on Tony Khan. And they were saying about how it ran on as well. And it's like, but he always runs on. Like, we know he fucking
It makes sense because it's like, why else would you? Nobody tunes into the pre-show, right? I know you guys do. I don't, but
nobody does.
I tune in, three of us sweaty gimps,
sweaty marks.
But it's like most normal people don't put the fucking pre-show on because they're like, WrestleMania starts at 1. I'm not going to fucking start watching it at 12. I'm going to watch it at 1 when it starts.
Aye, that's fucking WWE.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody watches the fucking buy-ins for WWE.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you make it that you need to watch it because you're missing some of the fucking opening match. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I thought it was quite clever. Because you open up, you went, oh, fuck, I've missed, like, what the fuck? Like, I should have watched the pre-show.
True. But it wasn't, I get what you mean. So it's going to make you... I've seen a lot of good shit happening in the pre-shows I've watched, but there's been a lot of like big pops, like just kind of like AEW, like original friendly pops, do you know what I mean? Things that you're like, oh, that's mental, that they didn't put on the normal show. So I do like a pre-show sometimes. I think the pre-show was the one where they done the big submission that time. It was like a fucking 10-man match. It started off, somebody put somebody in a submission and the guy grabbed him, then somebody grabbed him, then somebody grabbed him, and there's like 10 guys all had a submission on it once. That was quality.
Wait, was that this pre-show?
No, it was one of the ages. I think was it Dark Order and somebody?
Aye, a long time ago.
But it was just a big pop because I think it ended with somebody doing something and then they all fucking went flying at once. It was quality.
Fair. Don't most matches end with somebody doing something?
I know. I was going to let it slide.
I couldn't even remember closely what it was. I didn't even want to suggest it. I didn't want to say it was a cartwheel. It could have been a Stone Cold Stunner. I don't know. It was something. It was a move. Right, I'll say a move then. Somebody done a move. Somebody made a move.
Right, fuck it. Should we just go through WrestleDream then?
Aye.
Aye, we could do, but...
We don't have to go through it all. Let's just chat about what we... What are the main things that happened then?
What did you like about it? There wasn't
a lot. Let's do that.
It was a good fucking show, but there was no much that I was really interested in. All the Birds matches wasn't bothered with. Even the Chris Statlander, Tony Storm didn't give a fuck.
I like that.
I didn't spend much time on the women's matches at all, to be honest.
Nah.
Yeah.
And as soon as Mercedes Moné came out and Mina Shirakawa was the challenger, I was like, don't give a fuck. It's belt versus belt. Don't give a fuck, though.
Aye.
And then Mercedes Moné won, but Mina Shirakawa is now tagging with Tony Storm.
And they're going to win the belts, aren't they?
Titles. Yeah.
That popped me. Did that not pop you, the promo, but when she went in, she's like, we've lost everything. She's like, we've still got each other.
Can I say, I know, well, I don't know, but I suspect that Dave's going to shit on me here. Mercedes Moné, I think what she's doing right now with all the belts is really good for wrestling.
I'm definitely not shitting that. Why would you?
I think it's really good because, like, it's like all the indie promotions that get her to show up. Like, she's showing up to all these places and she's bringing in crowds with her, and it's exciting. It's like she just, I mean, like, fine, maybe I'm not watching her matches, right? But the fact that she's going around to all these places, I'll admit, I'm basically preaching and I'm not practicing it at all. But she's bringing a lot of eyes into it.
She's fighting round at the town hall for Mike of the Night. It's like, good for her. She's making a difference. I'm just going to sit here and record though, but fuck that. But good for her. Visiting good old Glasgow.
It's like when you watch something terrible in the news, you're like, oh, somebody should do something about that. And you change the channel. I guess I am a FUD, but no, I think what she's doing is really cool. And like on Dynamite, have you seen Dynamite?
No, but just, yes. I don't care if it's spoilers.
Okay, right. So she's like, they've done a big entrance for her and they've got these guys on the fucking, what's the word? The ramp with all her belts. I was like, fucking it. Like, 12 belts when you see them like that on separate people. I mean, that's a lot of fucking belts.
Yeah.
Are the guys, like, just wearing, like, pants and a bow tie or what? Or, like, what are they wearing?
Pretty much, I think so. I think they're shirtless with a fucking belt on.
Right, I'm going to go watch chaps. Dynamite, guys.
Right, I'll see you in a minute. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, sure, if we didn't watch the women's matches really that much, that's fine. I mean, what matches did I really like?
I liked Kyle Fletcher, he's fucking unreal now.
He's class, yeah. Right. And Mark Briscoe's fucking, he's quality. He's so much, he's so entertaining.
See, just on the subject of Mark Briscoe, what was the last pay-per-view for WrestleDream? I always forget the name of pay-per-views.
All Out.
See when Mark Briscoe pinned MJF at All Out, see the ending popped me so much because see when he hit the J-Driller, right? The crowd went completely silent. Like, the whole crowd wanted to hear the referee count. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was weird how, like, as if the crowd were like, I think he's won this, but we need to shut up to check to make sure that he's won this before we all lose our shit. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it was like a moment
bell,
of, like,
hear the bell go. Like,
they believed they'd won it, do you know what I mean? But they still didn't believe, so they had to shut up to... Do you know what I mean? That popped the shit out of me. Like, usually when somebody hits a finisher, the crowd pop, but they were like,
"Yeah,
we don't want to pop yet. We want to wait and enjoy this as soon as it fucking happens." You know what I mean? Loved it.
Aye.
Yeah, it's quality.
That was a banger. MJF went fucking missing for a while now, hasn't he? He's got his contract and he's just cutting promos. Aye. No wonder
Is he doing movies or something?
So we're saying MJF's shooting movies or something. He's fucked off somewhere.
Fuck knows, yeah. On WrestleDream, the two matches that stood out to me the most were the two last matches. So, like, Hangman Page, Samoa Joe, class.
Aye.
And then him turning heel afterwards, class.
Aye, that popped me. Aye.
And then we got to see a fucking mega muscle buster, which is my favourite move. It's fucking quality. And he never hits them.
Nah.
Always sets up for them and then people think that's what it is. They injure someone with them.
I think he just realises... don't need to be hitting it. Mm-hmm. And it's fucked up. What's his name? Tyson Kidd.
Tyson like, Kidd.
I can That's do other was. Shit. I can do other shit without having to bust out that movie. Still that big meaty man, quick as fuck.
I guess that's the thing is like if he keeps setting up for it and then he never hits it, then when he finally does hit it, it's a big like, oh, holy shit kind of thing.
Do you remember my favourite one for that was, do you remember when Ric Flair used to always go to the top rope and then get thrown off?
Yeah.
And then
do you know why he always done that?
No,
it was did he win a match once.
If it did do when he was getting older, he said that he could always take it was always an easy bump he could take, like an easy flip bump for the top rope. So he would always just do that for an easy flip bump in the match, an easy cutoff. And then obviously because it got to the stage where people started to notice it so much, that's when obviously they decided to do the one time where he fucking jumped off the top rope and got a fucking for it.
Brilliant.
And then we've got Darby Allin, John Moxley. That's obviously the match that we're all going to talk about, isn't it?
Did you like it? If you'd want. I didn't really pay much attention. Neither
did
I.
Did you not?
I'm a bit fed up with it.
With Darby Allin comes back and does something insane, and then
he fucks off again for a bit, doesn't he?
I know. All the mums get angry.
He fucking hurts his cell and then he disappears. And then watched Dynamite this week and it's not even over yet, is it? They're saying we're going to fucking keep this going.
I know.
Having a fucking I Quit match at the end of your pay-per-view just to fucking turn round 3 days later and say, it's not over.
That's what I was going to say. But on you go, Dave.
So just the fact that I've literally quit, I've literally said I give up, but we're still going to keep going. Do you know what I mean? The whole point of the I Quit match is...
Stupid. So stupid. It's like, I thought it was a good end to their feud. And it turns out it wasn't the end. But I mean, like, I liked Wizard Sting. He looks fucking cool with the grey hair.
Yeah.
He looks dead. I mean, he's so slow, but he looks dead
cool. It took fucking ages for the lights going off to him showing up. It's like, oh, something's happened. And you're like, oh, yeah. And then the lights are still out. I'm like, is the show over? Is it done? Are they packing up?
Next time he does it, the fucking crowd will be gone by the time the lights come back on.
Sting's in an empty arena.
He's like, I'm back, guys, I'm back.
You just hear some poor electrician getting electrocuted in the background.
You see when he smashed the fish tank?
Aye.
I was just like, that's real glass. And then I said out loud and then went, oh my god, I'm turning into CM Punk.
That's quality.
But yeah, I mean, John Moxley quits, and then in my head I was like, cool, John Moxley, go have a holiday, son. You deserve it. Go away for about a month. That's all it was. Give him 4 weeks off. He can fuck off. He can hang out with his Wayne and all that kind of stuff. He can bite people in fucking bars, whatever he does for a laugh.
That's not funny.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. We don't say bars. He can bite people in Pret-a-Manger, wherever he goes. And then he shows up the next night not the next night, you know what I mean? For me, it was the next night because I watched them one after the other. But he shows up on Dynamite to fight Kyle O'Reilly in a nothing match. And now he's back feuding with Darby. What the fuck is the point of this?
That's insane. I didn't even know that. That's actually around my night. I'm not even going to watch
it. It's so stupid, isn't it? If I'm spoiling it. But
I feel as if, like you say, Moxley going away. See, if Moxley went away, like you say, took a holiday, took some time off, and we had like the Death Riders even on their own still causing a bit of bother, but getting their ass handed to them a bit, and then in a few weeks Moxley comes out raging, like, we'll pop for Moxley coming back again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Aye. 100%. Fucking Samoa Joe and the fucking his boys beating fuck out the Death Riders for a while without Moxley.
Aye.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You could have done something really fun with it. And then you could have like given Pac a lot more matches. There's loads of stuff you could have done. You could have made it like a really weird thing where Marina Shafir starts leading the Death Riders is a bit weird and there's a bit of a fuck. Or do you know what I mean?
You could have had Pac. Fucking Mox comes back and Mox.
Exactly.
Would, that would be a fucking feud. Mox.
And then you could turn Moxley face. But they don't, they're not, I don't know. I don't know why they're not. It's like you say, if an I Quit match can't finish a feud, nothing can finish a feud. What are they going to do next? Blood and Guts?
Blood and Guts?
A couple of weeks, maybe middle of November.
Oh, well, then that's what it is, then, isn't it?
I don't know if they're doing two matches. I don't know if they're just going to have the women's match.
Are they
Blood and Guts
are they
at Full Gear? Usually, no.
Nah.
They usually do it on a Dynamite, do they?
It's always a Dynamite.
Yeah, it's like a special Dynamite or whatever.
Did they do one? What was the last one they done on a pay-per-view? It was a 2K ching. I don't know.
Maybe that was a Blood and Guts.
Nah, was that the fucking the UK one with Will Ospreay? Or was that just the one cage? Nah, that was just the one ring.
That's what I'm thinking. That's maybe what I'm thinking.
Oh, but it was like, but they had space outside the ring.
Aye, that's
the kennel for hell without the dogs.
That's it, exactly it. Well,
what's the point in that?
Well, it's the kennel from Heck. Well, it sounds like we didn't really enjoy the pay-per-view, but I actually did enjoy it.
I did.
I enjoyed bits of it, but it's just...
Did you talk about...
There's no payoffs.
I agree with you.
I'm not invested in anything. The only thing I'm really enjoying right now is Kyle Fletcher. He's fucking class. Mm-hmm. And they're pushing him more than any cunt on that Don Callis family, even though, what's his name? Takeshita Okada. He's got that other belt that's meant to be the fucking main world title belt. It's meant to be in line with the fucking Hangman's belt.
Aye.
But they've got him fighting with his fucking mate in a tag team title match. And fucking Kyle Fletcher's out here having bangers with Don Callis, giving him some of that fucking testosterone advantage.
Oh.
Being in fucking Don Callis' family.
I just want to say
see what Andy said there, right? Andy nearly killed me the other night because I was taking a drink and they mentioned something on Dynamite about something like that. It was a genetic advantage. And Andy turns around and says, "Aye, Don Callis comes in your arse and calls it a genetic advantage." And I nearly fucking choked him while I was drinking.
That's how you recruit the Don Callis family.
Imagine him patting somebody in the arse and sending it in the ring. Right, there you go.
It's your wee injection.
We refer to the Don Callis family often as the Calluses. So
that's good. I like that. The Calluses.
Maybe not as bad as the Calluses.
Well, now I know who the Blacks are. I don't feel that weird about it. But
I thought my headphones had cut out when he said that.
I was honestly just picking my brain, like, what the actual fuck are you on about? But anyway, Dynamite, though, on Dynamite, we've got Okada had a bit of a face-off with Takeshita, who's now the IWGP champion. I don't know how long he's been the IWGP champion for.
Yeah. He just won recently.
Right. Did he win the G1?
I don't know, but I know he won that just after Don Callis' birthday thing there. I think he won it just... Remember last week he wasn't on Dynamite? I think he was away winning it then.
I actually done the video thing, didn't he?
He turned the video off.
Fucking... What's his name? Pushed the wrong button. Okada pushed the wrong button and cut him off.
Class. So that looks like what the next shoot's going to be. They're going to break up the Don Callis family.
They're not breaking up the Don Callis family.
They're not going to break up the Don Callis family. That's a ridiculous suggestion. So. That's exactly what I meant. And are they going to get Okada out of the Don Callis family? That's what I want.
Yeah, he's back with Bucks.
I think Takeshka's going out. He's going to fucking leave and be face.
You think so? Aye. You might be right there.
I don't buy him as a face.
Really?
You thought who was a face?
I don't buy Takeshita as a face.
You don't buy him as a face?
I don't see him as a face. And he's an amazing wrestler. He's a really good heel. It's hard to make him face.
He's too good to be face. I know what you mean. He's too talented. Like he's been too much of a dick, and he's too talented for you to be like, "Oh, I just be a good guy now." Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Perfect. Like, I know. Like,
but it's like Okada is such a cheeky bastard that like he could turn face really easy and keep the same gimmick.
Aye.
Because like when he accidentally rainmakered fucking Takeshita, and he stuck a little finger up at him, I was like, that's the best moment ever.
Do you think they're going to have these two fighting for both belts, title versus title?
Yeah, well, or I think it's more likely that Takeshita will be the next one in line for the second belt, whatever it's called.
Name it. What's it called?
It's called the Continental American Belt. Or something like that.
Close enough.
Intercontinental.
I have no idea.
It was international and then became the Continental. I don't know why they didn't call it the Intercontinental.
That would make the most sense.
And then they had the American one, and then they combined them to make this, which is the undisputed. It's the fuck. What is it again? How do I not know what this is?
Three fucking belts.
It's three belt. No, because the ones that David talked about, it's the same belt. They just changed the name of it. And they didn't even they changed the name of it. They just, 1 week, they just started calling it the Continental Belt instead of the fucking International Belt, whatever.
Right.
It is the Continental Belt, it's called now. You're right. Is it?
I'll take your word for it.
I don't even know.
I'm going to find
the Unified Championship. Unified Championship. That's what it's called now. Yeah.
So he's the unified champion. So if so, I think Takeshi's going to fight for the unified champion, and I think the Don Callis family are going to turn on Okada so that Takeshi wins the belt, and Okada's going to turn face. That's what I hope.
And he's going to join the Young Bucks.
Maybe, or just do his own thing for a bit. Why not?
We talk about the Young Bucks.
They've wanted some of the Young Bucks. They've wanted some of the Young Bucks. They've wanted to talk about the Young Bucks. So
go on, let's talk about the Young Bucks.
BTE's back.
Has it been good?
It's been fantastic, mate. It's been as good as it always is. I don't think BTE is actually good or bad sometimes. I think you just watch it. Just don't fucking... Like, why are you judging a BTE is good or bad? It's the Young Bucks' life. Do you know what I mean? Like, not be shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, not be shite. The life was shite that day.
But it's like, if you're watching a show,
and lost it all.
And if you're watching a show, you want to be entertained. That's what I meant by it. Not like how's their life getting on. I meant more like, is it packaged well? What about the show?
Cutler's back. Cutler, they begged Cutler to come back. They've doubled his wages.
Back. Is he doing the camera work still?
Aye, basically that's the only reason BTE's back, because they beg. I think Nick done it the first week, didn't he?
And then I can't remember.
I think Nick.
They've got their fucking Meta glasses and their Injun fucking stuff. Like, see on TV.
Yeah.
They have the Meta glasses and they'll cut some of their clips into the BTE. So you see it for their point of view in the ring.
So you feel like a young buck. Okay. Like
that
buck.
Is quite cool.
Feel like a young buck again.
You feel like a buck yourself. Oh, Andy, this is metal. Do you remember I mentioned Ultimo Dragon earlier on by accident when I meant Dragon Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, Ultimo Dragon trained Okada. There you go. Yeah. It's a little wee callback.
Cool.
Anyway. Young Bucks.
Fucking Ultimo Dragon's getting all the shout outs. Is he not the one that had all the belts before?
Before Mercedes. Aye, Mercedes won them all off him. Yeah,
in Glasgow Town Hall, Mikey missed it.
I mean, the guy's 58 years old, so it was a bit of an easy matchup, really. But good for her. That's all I've got to say. What was the crack with the Young Bucks now? So the Young Bucks are going to be in another 400 grand match, but it's
an eight man
tag. That's what it is.
Have I discussed why they're having these 400 grand matches?
No,
I don't know. Because Tony Khan's fucking laundering all his cocaine money.
Yeah, no, you have told me that as well. That's brilliant. Dave, do you want to guess who the Young Bucks partners are?
Partners?
Because it's an eight-man tag.
Oh, I thought
who are they fighting?
I was like, it's Dana and
Jurassic Express and somebody else.
Jurassic Express and Jet Speed.
Right.
And is against the Young Bucks and Dave.
So I'm going to guess they're heels. I don't know, because I don't know anybody that likes the Young Bucks in it. As far as I know, they're kind of...
People who like them.
Likes the Young Bucks. But it's not people who like them.
Is it not people that likes them? It's just...
It's not people who like them. That's the clue.
It's not FTR.
It is FTR.
Is it?
Yeah.
Boy, that's good.
That's cool, isn't it?
That's a fallback. Yeah, how good would it be if that's how the Bucks eventually turned face, was just because the team in the FDR aren't getting pissed off with them?
It would be good. I want to see like a them hating each other for a while,
aye,
but like being pals. But Stokely Hathaway like slapped a dollar bill on them and said, "Here, look, times are tough," which was brilliant. Like, so I say I'm not arsed about anything, but I'm actually looking forward to that match.
Aye,
yeah, that'll be cool.
I think that's all I've got anyway, unless you guys have got anything else.
The DC crossover, I think, I know I sent you that the day. I know you think it'll be shite. It probably will, but I'm just buzzing because DC, as far as like Peacemaker and Superman, that's been quality recently, so the fact they're doing the comics, I'll definitely buy them. Have you seen the picture of Will Ospreay hitting the Tiger Driver in the comic?
Nah.
Well, it's quality. He's hitting on some superhero guy, and some guy's like, "You're going to kill him." Didn't say that, but
you're gonna kill him.
I don't know how to say it, but you're gonna kill him.
Nice.
Not really got anything going on. What's that? Did anything happen with Adam Page on Dynamite? Is he still fucking fighting Joe?
He didn't show up. He had like a backstage thing where he was like hurt and kind of given shit, yeah. But he's they've made a big thing of Collision. We'll hear from Adam Page, so I think we'll be getting a big thing then.
I want MJF to cash this fucking contract then.
I forgot he had that.
I mean, he needs to give seven days' notice, didn't he?
He can't just rock up Money in the Bank style.
Ah, right, okay.
When did that come into thingy? It wasn't after Seth Rollins pulled his shit, was it? Because that would have been funny.
No, I think fucking Hangman had a big match. Every country was saying, oh, MJF's going to fucking do it. And then like the next day it was tweeted or something. It wasn't announced. I think it was just tweeted out saying, no, look, nah, MJF needs to give his notice. Because I think fucking, I can't remember
So Hangman was wrestling MJF. It was after he made him use the contract. And MJF threatened to set, was it Briscoe on fire? And then he said, right, okay, you don't need to use it. I'll give you them. He made him give him the match anyway. I think it was after that match, he said, because everybody would say, like, oh, is he going to just fucking
turn around,
finish the match and then just restart the match? So they're like, oh, you know, need 7 days. But it would have been funnier if they'd waited after Rollins done what he'd done. Like that. How funny would it be if the next day after that, Tony Khan came out and was like, no, we're tightening up the rules here. We can't be having that shit. Especially because Tony Khan pays them if they're injured. Imagine Seth Rollins pulling that shit in AEW. Oh, man, just for a few months, he comes back and Tony Khan's like, no, wait a minute, dickhead. That's going on the end of your contract, like everybody else. But I wasn't injured. I don't give a fuck. I'm
here. Anything else to fucking hit on? Hopefully there's a bit more. I need more exciting. I need something to keep me engaged. I'm not engaged.
You need something to keep you more engaged. Do you think if there was, back in the Attitude Era, if there was more of the risky, like, tits... A lot, like you were going to probably see
tits. I see some of Joe's tits every week, mate. I'm all right.
That's why I'm engaged, brother.
Nah, I don't know. I'll let you know. Something will just click in the next couple of weeks and I'll say, right, I'm back in.
Something will pull you in.
Kyle Fletcher, give him a fucking... I think something big will happen with him.
Do you think we're going to get a big, massive match at some point? Because I feel as if the Callis family, or the Callis as they like to call them, has got... so much bigger, and the Death Riders have got bigger. Do you know what I mean? Do you think we're gearing up to I don't know. I'm not a massive fan of multi-man matches, but I don't mind them sometimes. But do you know what I like the idea of? A pay-per-view where it's like a stable versus a stable, where it's like matches throughout the night that build up, like, do a score.
That's that's another pay-per-view we didn't talk about that was shite. What? The Invasion one. Well, it wasn't even a pay-per-view. It was a fucking weekly... NXT. It wasn't Invasion, it was Showdown, and it was pish.
I haven't watched NXT in years.
You said that.
Don't. It's pish. even though they've got the TNA cunts there, still pish.
Yeah, it's a shame.
The Hardys had a match on that Showdown card, and that match was dog shit as
Have
well.
Have we talked about that? About
we talked about it.
The
Hardys and Dudleys in their four spots.
We talked about it. Four spots, four skins.
It finished
all the fours.
It finished with a sad Alex Jones getting put for the table. I feel as if at the end he just turned around as if, like, the frogs are gay. Just put me for the table. Just get fucking. I didn't like that ending. I didn't mind the Ric Flair one where he's like, I can't take it anymore, sweet chin music, me. But I think the fact that he turned around, the two of them were standing with chairs and he just looked all sad and, like, do you know what I mean? I just can't do it anymore, boys. Just do me in.
Is that Bubba retired then, or is that just Team 3D or what?
He's got to be retired. You can't do that at the end of a match and then.
They're both done.
Devon was choking to get out of there. He was fucking buzzing when that match was over.
Oh, fucking right.
Like, fuck this, man. I'm going back to produce shit. Fucking get me in a ring.
I'll be honest with you, Randy. I was buzzing when that match was done. I've just thought this keeps happening to me, right? I keep coming up with punchlines, but I can't come up with, like, the actual joke for them. And the punchline I've just come up with is a figure four skin lock. But I can't get the setup. That's my job for the next one. Is I'll walk in with a setup. And that'll be the answer.
It better be as good as the blacks. I know. Get the blacks being pushed.
I had some like set up for that to be, go on a lot longer, but honestly, see just the silence, I was like, oh no. That was cool. I enjoyed it.
Well, I think they're going to have the blood and guts before we record the next episode anyway, but they need to fix that whole fucking match type. See that and War Games, and fucking TNA had one at their pay-per-view. It was a hardcore big like 8-man tag, but every 2 minutes a new member for each team came in. They need to fix that. See fucking waiting until everybody's in the ring before the match starts. So you've got like 20 minutes of filler. Either have everybody in for the start or just say pinfalls count for the fucking first two being in.
Aye.
Why?
Because it's just 20 minutes of fucking spots and nobody people blowing out their arse.
That's like, fine though.
No.
Do you know what reminds me? There used to be a WWE game that you could take the ladder and put it in the crowd, right? It was like one of the PlayStation games. You could take the ladder and put it in the crowd, and then what would happen is nobody could win the match because the AI couldn't go into the crowd to get the ladder. So you would just wrestle for ages. Me and my mate used to do it. We used to just put the ladder in the crowd, and then you would just have like a big multi-man match going on for ages, and nobody could get pinned or anything. That's what it's like at the start until the last man comes in, and you're like, hey, okay,
until you get the ladder. Until somebody goes back and gets the ladder.
But then imagine like the start of the match, and you've set up for blood and guts and that, and like four people are in, are like it's 2-on-1, and then they just win.
Well, that's
because they would in real life.
You better put your fucking top boy in first, then.
It's like it doesn't make any sense.
I've had the two use it at the same time in real life. I kind of agree with you. I think maybe they just need to stop doing that kind of match then. Just put everything
no,
for the start.
It's good. What's wrong with you two?
I just can't be arsed with the fucking 20 minutes of
nobody can get pinned.
Cunts blowing out their arse.
I can't be arsed with 20 minutes of cunts battering each other in my wrestling match. I want them to just go in and pin each other and I'll roll up and fuck off. Like, fucking. No. What are you on about? That's what makes the match good.
I think the fact that the roll up's out the question at that point. Like, at no point could you just take a wee roll up and win the match? Like,
you can at the end. When everyone's in, you can roll someone up.
I just feel as if, like, when I know it's going to be like 15 minutes or 20 minutes of nothing, there can't be a decision in that 20 minutes.
Yeah, so but there'd be cool spots, though.
I've sorted it.
Mike Santana blows his knee out. I have a fucking dodgy suplex.
He's ready, I've got this.
He has to get wheeled
off. You can't just pick one bad spot from it and be like, that's what every spot's like in Blood and Guts.
That was terrible, that
mine,
one. But...
mine Jericho got fucking flung off the top.
That was shit.
I didn't fling him hard enough. That's what I'll say.
Right, boys, I've sorted it. Right, you ready? Here's what they do.
Right.
They put the first 20 minutes on the pre-show. Then when the show starts, somebody can get pinned.
It's not a pay-per-view. It's a fucking Dynamite.
There's no pre-show for Dynamite then. We've got fucking, the clocks have been back.
Put it on Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor. Aye, well, why not just have the first 20 minutes on Dynamite and then fucking in Collision finish the match. Say right, if they start...
See if they did
first 15 on Dynamite and then like, right, we'll see you Saturday and just fucking pack your ring up.
Aye.
See if they did a Blood and Guts on Ring of Honor. Every time someone new came in, would they have to shake the hand of everyone that was already in there?
That's all I've got then.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
Good hustle, boys. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, Marks. Thanks, Shaggers. Thanks, Duplexers. Thanks, Mothers.
Thanks,
thanks, fathers. Thanks, brothers.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.